It's time now for an encouraging word from the Lord. Get ready for a supernatural lift in your spirit as we prepare our hearts to hear from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon. We now enter into a moment of inspiration. Here's Dr. Ty Dixon.
Hello, my radio listening audience. This is Dr. Ty Dixon, and I want you to get ready for another exciting series entitled, I Survived It. Whatever your it is, if you are listening to this broadcast, you are a survivor. Oh, yes, you are. I get ready for this message because it's going to stir your very soul. Have you ever had to go through a trial that came from the left, the right, the inside, and the outside and knocked you sideways? If you're listening, you're a survivor. Have you ever gone through some things that you didn't think you were making out, but you made it not only out, but up and out? See, it's one thing to come out of a trial, but it's another thing to come up to another level and out of the trial. My God, God is with you today. If you are listening to this broadcast, we're going to explore some nuggets from the life of David. You know David. David was a shepherd. Somebody say a shepherd. David was a prophet. David was a psalmist. David was a king. And most of all, David was a servant of God who was what? After God's own heart. Oh, you could be after his heart and still have some things you're struggling with, but you're overcoming by the grace of God. Get your pen, get your paper, get your Bibles, get your iPads. Don't you miss not one week of this series entitled, I Survived It. Your life will never be the same. Don't nobody have to tell you that you're on fumes. You know when you're not walking with God as intimately or closely as you should. You know when the word you're giving is dry. You know, somebody say, you know when the presence is not there. It's just not there. It's just not there. But I thank God that you can survive. I can survive. We can survive the turbulence that human beings go through as we walk out this walk with God. Look at somebody say, I survived it. Whatever that it was, I survived it. Oh, yes, I did. So we're going to grab some more nuggets from the life of David. And we're going to talk about this thing he had where he had to go through. I would think one of the most challenging trials of his life is when Absalom took over the kingdom. His own son snatched the kingdom, stole the hearts of the people, and David had to what? Flee from the city, flee from Jerusalem, leave everything, leave his household, leave everything and flee. Because he felt like his life would be in danger. It's one thing. See this thing happened. Absalom took on a spirit of rebellion against David. And David ended up having to flee, and Absalom put himself in as the king. My Lord. And not only did he divide the kingdom, snatch it, he had people who were thought he was all of that. He had people who were on his side. He had people who used to be on David's side, and their hearts were turned because Absalom got up in their heads and convinced them that he was the one who really cared. He was the one who really should be their king. Absalom. How did Absalom get there? Oh, my Lord. That story is really, really deep. And you have to go back and research a little bit about David's life. But his life got totally off base when he committed adultery with Bathsheba. And he had to repent for that. But as a result of that happening to his life, the sword or trouble never left his family. Trouble never left his life. And that is one thing that we as believers and those who are listening to me, you may not have fully gotten everything you want right with God, but one thing I want you to capture is when you decide to step to the left, it hurts more than just you. And it may last a lot longer than you think. My Lord, David was on his dying bed years later after his affair with Bathsheba. And he was still on the dying bed suffering and had trouble in his home, my Lord. So Absalom was going through all of this rebellion because why? One of his brothers raped his sister. And here the story went down, and Absalom had the brother who raped his sister killed. And then Absalom fled, and he went away for a while, and he came back. And then he had some challenges with David, not wanting to speak to him for a couple of years. I mean, oh, the story goes on and on if you could read it. But one thing about this story, you see the redemptive blood of Jesus Christ. You see God's grace and his mercy. Because although David had all of this trouble and drama going on in his household, in his family, David still praised God. David still worshiped God. David still tried his best to please God. And at the end of the day, my Lord, God pronounced upon his life, David is a man after my own heart. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. You're talking about the grace of God. You're talking about the love of God. You're talking about the ways of God. You're talking about Jesus Christ coming through the lineage of a person that had all kind of. Oh, my Lord. Somebody say, don't count me out. Don't count me out now. So now we are going back to where the scripture is talking about how David had to flee. David had to get away from there. And we're going to be reading this portion through the Good News Translation. Okay? For those of you that are just tuning in, we're talking about I Survived There. And we're taking nuggets from the life of King David. And we have already gone through Acts 13, 21 through 23. I want you to write that down. We went through that in the Amplified Version. But on 2 Samuel 15, verses 23 through 26, we're right now in the scene where David is what? Leaving the city. He's having to flee. He's having to leave his kingship. My Lord, can you imagine what that had to be like? He had gone through running from Saul, and Saul chasing him for several years trying to kill him. Finally get in place as the king. And oh my God, trouble in my way. 2 Samuel chapter 15. Are you still with me? Verses 23 through 26. Good News Translation. We're moving down the road. The people cried loudly as David's followers left. The king crossed the brook, followed by his men, and together they went out towards the wilderness, having to leave the king's palace or wherever he was living, having to leave all the glory and everything God had placed in his life, having to leave that family I got to where God will have me. Now somebody's come in and stolen it. Divided it. Oh my God. And that somebody was my son. Oh, you talking about a broken heart. Boy, it's nothing like when family gets you. Oh, God, it cuts to the heart. The people cried loudly as David's followers left. The king crossed the Kidron Brook, followed by his men, and together they went into the wilderness. Zadok the priest was there, and with him were the Levites carrying the sacred covenant box. They set it down and then pick it up again until all the people had left the city. The priest Abiathar was there too. Then the king said to Zadok, take the covenant box back to the city. I'm talking about a person with a heart that's wanting to please God. They bought the covenant box or the Ark of the Covenant. They said, well, we'll take the glory of God. We'll take the covenant with us. And we can go into, but look at the heart of David. David said, no. Take it back. Take the covenant box back. Take the Ark of the Covenant back. Why? Because he was concerned about the people that were going to be there. Oh, my Lord. It's something about loving God's people enough to want the presence of God to be there. If you're not there, I want his presence there. My Lord, my Lord. Oh, he was after God's heart. I may not be there. I may be running out of time. But God, may your presence stay in that place, stay in the temple, stay in the presence. So he told him, take the covenant box back. Now, you know, my Lord, what a struggle. What a struggle. Now, this part, I want you to highlight it. Please highlight it. Look at this man's heart after God and what he says. If the Lord is pleased with me, someday he will let me come back to see it and the place where it stays. Mm. He's leaving the city, being driven out by his own son. Take the Ark of the Covenant back. And I'm going to trust God on this one. Oh, come on, somebody. When you're getting ready to survive the big one, you have to trust God when it looks like all has gone down. Mm. Can you imagine? He's trusted God. David was a man who loved the presence of God. He said, God, whatever you do, don't take your spirit from me. And now he said, take the Ark of the Covenant back. Mm. If God is pleased with me, if the Lord is pleased with me, someday he will let me come back to see it and the place where it stands. I'm talking to survivors. I'm talking to people who know that the way that you got out of that last trial was you believed with all your heart that someday, my Lord, God was going to restore you. God was going to make you whole. God was going to take you to that next level. Everything around you looked like it was crashing and being dashed and being stoned. People that you never thought would turn their backs on you. Turn their backs on you. Oh, my Lord. But then you're walking, and you're believing, I'm still going to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I survived it. And I'm talking to somebody, you getting ready, you're in the worst trial of your life. Oh, I can say it. Some people that's listening to this broadcast right now, you've never seen it on the level that you're having to experience it. But I want you to see this. Please capture this scripture. Where David said, that someday he will let me come back. Perhaps I'm believing that someday he's going to let me come back and see the place where it stands. But if he isn't pleased with me, can you believe that he was in a place where this thing is on God? This thing is God's decision. And how did David find that place in God? You see, all throughout his life, he saw the power of God. He saw the move of God. He saw God call him to be raised up. He saw God where people would say David killed his 10,000. Somebody, he saw God there when he killed Goliath. He saw God when he was able to go against Goliath's brothers. My God, he saw God move. But there was one time when God did not move, because in that adulterous affair, Bathsheba had a baby and the baby died. That was when he knew God was not going to always move for him. That was his first lesson. That God is not going to always move every time you cry. Sometimes you're going to have to pay for the wrong that you've done. Sometimes God is going to have to say no to you. God would say, I love you, but no. Oh, have you ever been there? Look at somebody and say, I survived it. But if he isn't pleased with me, well then, let him do to me what he wishes. Do you see the prophetic word there? Nevertheless, Lord, let your will be done.
Just heard another encouraging message from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon and A Moment of Inspiration. For more life-changing messages from this powerful ministry, visit her website at www.tydixon.org. That's www.tydixon.org.